think the discussion shows the high interest in defining this in a correct way, but also in a simple way for passengers. I think we can continue with number 4 and 5. I think that is, okay, let's take them one by one, but I think they are quite related, of course, because with the digitalization is quite connected to this, to these provisions. First, 4, ticketing facilities. Staffed ticketing facility should be easily available and accessible for all passengers within hubs, especially for PRM. Yeah, so that means indeed a special requirement for hubs to have staffed ticketing facilities. Are there any comments to this rather simple sentence, but with a lot of meaning for the passengers, I would say? I see no comments, so that we can pass to number 5, information service. Each hub should have information service that is able to provide information for national and international travelers in multiple languages and accessible for all passengers. Information should cover all rail operators without distinction, henceforth rail services. And station facilities, as well as information on other transport connections available in and around hubs. A clear plan should be in place to deal with customer inquiries following extended delays and missed connections. In addition, signage in hubs should be available in relevant national languages. English, comma English, and where necessary, additional languages. Particular attention shall be paid in this regard to the needs of people with auditory or visual impairment. This is quite an important paragraph. So it's saying a lot about information service to be available, but not a lot about how, what are the means actually, how to deliver this information, whether it is, I see no reference to staffing and so. Could I open the floor on this important paragraph? Passenger Federation.